You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth. Motel 1. I'm in a motel room that I've booked as a neutral place to hook up this Saturday night. It's one of those nights when I need this scenario in order to let go and make at least half the scenes in my head come true or feel the rush of freedom to try. There's a knock at the door, and I open it to a 35-year-old man, and he's a man. Solid build, 6 feet, dirty blonde wavy hair, like a Navy sailor out of uniform. There's ink on his muscular forearms, and his hands are large. "Hey," I say, and we grab hands, and he puts his bag down. He points to the restroom and goes in, and only half closes the door. I hear him turn on the water in the sink. I walk across the room past the shitty TV, which is tuned to the news and at low volume, and go to my jacket, which is hanging on the closet rail across from his half-open door. I pretend to check the pocket, and as I do, I turn and look through the door. He's sitting on the toilet stroking his cock. It's thick, and he's hard. We lock eyes. I can't move. He holds my stare and slides his body down and spreads his legs open. I say nothing as I slowly walk to the door and through it, closing it behind me. I cross the tile to him, then get down on my knees and put my hands on his thighs. I'm now able to touch his muscular forearms, and I'm so turned on by it that I take my watch off and slide it onto his wrist. I lick down his arm and across the watch and look up for approval, and he nods, yes, and my stomach flips. He reaches forward and grabs the back of my head, and as he pulls me to him, he pushes himself forward, and the round swollen head of his cock pushes my lips open, and he slides the full hardness of himself across my tongue and down my throat. He holds it there until I choke, then pulls out and goes back down, faster and harder, over and over, arching his back each time to drive it down. He takes my hands and lifts me, moving me backwards into the shower. He moves me into the corner, turns me around, pulls my shorts down, pulls my legs apart, and pushes his cock with my spit on it up into me. He's so thick my body reacts to being opened wide, but he goes in and holds it. He's breathing next to my ear. He pulls out and goes back in again, and I moan, and he takes that as permission to let go, and I'm fucked against the shower corner until I'm crying out, and that turns him on. When he comes, he yells, "Fuck," which is the only word he says the entire time he's here. You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth, now heard in 190 countries. Come more than once for more stories. Go to matttales.com. Follow me at Matt Tales Podcast on IG, at Matt_Tales on X, at Matt Tales Gay Adventures on Facebook, or message me at MattTalesPod@gmail.com, and we'll talk about making a tale of our own. Here's a preview to Sex Club, Matt Tales After Hours, the new podcast from the creator of Matt Tales 40 Years of Gay Adventures. Check it out on all the podcast platforms. You're checking into Sex Club, Matt Tales After Hours. I'm Matt, your host and the creator of Matt Tales, 40 Years of Gay Adventures, the autobiographical erotica podcast. In Sex Club, I'll talk to guests about gay sex through the last 50 years, from cruising and phone lines to apps and cams. You'll hear tales from other guys and get to tell your own. Each episode will include a live moment, because you should never leave Sex Club until you get what you want.
She runs out to the car, I rolled down the window, I said, "I need to tell you I'm gay," and I rolled up the window and drove off.
If tying me up and pounding the shit out of me is work for you, then don't answer my ad.
All over Manhattan, I mean, you had sex clubs, you had the piers, you know, with all the warehouses.
Exciting and thrilling. And, you know, and it's, you know, it felt like something new, like you were like I was having sex for the first time again.
Never before had jockstraps turned me on, but now, fuck, it was hot.
You know, I just wanted him to sort of take me away and just love me and give me a life and have sex with me.
It's very secluded, like in the bottom floor of some old building that no one really uses anymore.
And then we'd be out all night at these clubs because the music would just play until 4 or 5 in the morning, and then you'd go out to an after hours place.
Sex work to me is, I mean, it's work. It's called sex work for a reason, you know?
Once you let people know who you are, they'll come to you. Like, your people will come to you. And the ones that don't, you don't want them anyway.
Oh.
And guys, it's just guys fucking, and that's all it needs to be.
Someone's like, what does your Prince Albert taste like, Rocco? And I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
What's cruising? How do you cruise? Like, what would you tell them?
Finding a safe space to stare someone down.
You can find new Sex Club episodes coming soon. Hard and more than once.